Hello.
We are back and we are right where we left off. The Dursleys have arrived in a hotel. Mr. Dursley's kind of going a little crazy. And
he already was crazy.
Well, yeah. And the woman at the that works at the hotel is giving him many, many letters addressed to Mr. Harry Potter, room 17, Railview Hotel, Cokeworth. And so we are here. Dudley's a little concerned that his father's gone mad.
What do you mean he's concerned? Like, they've been driving a car for the last, like, 2 days, obviously. And his father hasn't said a word. And I don't know how long he's been going for 2 days without talking. Like, I wouldn't be able to do that.
Wow. All right.
So Dudley knows his days of the week by the TV. I'm going to blame that on his teacher. Harry's birthdays weren't fun. Last year, the Dursleys had given him a coat hanger and a pair of Uncle Vernon's old socks. So this Uncle Vernon's old socks is a very, very common theme in the books. You know, like, every year he gets socks.
Oh, really? Like, a grown man's old dirty socks? Oh,
yeah,
that's so sad.
He probably, like, steps in the mud in the garden in the rain just to, like, be mean. And it's, like, that which is just so annoying, you know? You go over the top to be rude. And, you know, this is absolutely insanity. And
so how is it a theme? Like, does dirty socks come back again?
Yeah, like, in Order of the Phoenix, there's dirty socks. Or, no, I think it might have been Goblet of Fire. Harry gives Dobby some socks, and Dobby says, well, they gave you the same pair. Like, they were looked exactly the same, and it was so funny. It made me
So socks is important in Harry Potter. I wonder if that has, like, symbolism that we should be.
It does.
What? How?
I can't talk. Dudley. Dobby was freed by socks. And so socks, you know, is very symbolism of him and what we see in the movies.
Oh.
Harry is very emotional.
About socks. Okay.
About socks. And it must have been so, I would never be able to act. I don't know how I would be able to cry in front of a camera, you know, like fake crying. I wouldn't be able to do that.
Well, you fake cry in front of me, so.
You know my mama, and it's not in front of, like, a big, black, shiny monster camera. But we should get back on topic.
Okay.
So, sniveled. No, that's a weird word.
So they're outside.
Still, you weren't 11 every day. Now, guys, I'm 11, and you ain't 11 every day. Okay. This has been something that a lot of people talk about. And it's that Uncle Vernon came back smiling. He was also carrying a long, thin package. You know what this is? It's a freaking gun.
Oh, I thought it was going to be one of those hitting sticks.
No, it's a gun, Mommy, okay? There's guns in Harry Potter.
Turning real bad real quick.
Yeah, so Harry knew it was a gun.
How?
Because he says in the books, Uncle Vernon pulled out the gun. So, yeah, there's a gun involved with Harry Potter, and JK confirmed that.
Okay, well, let's keep going about what did he
do
with this.
Okay. So, I found the perfect place. Come on, everyone out. So it's raining, and then it was very cold outside the car. Uncle Vernon was pointing to a very large rock out on the sea, perched on top of a rock was a miserable little shack. Was the most miserable little shack that you can imagine. Now, how did he get to shack? Was there, like, somebody waiting, you know, like, take my shack and gun? Like, what? Was there actually someone? And an old rowboat bobbing in the iron gray water. What's an iron gray water?
Well, it's just describing what the color of the water
looks
like.
What's iron gray? Like gray. Steel?
Yeah, yeah.
And looks like call a steel-colored water. Like, guys.
A toothless old man came ambling up to them, pointing with a rather wicked grin. This is getting real dark real quick.
No, guys, I mean,
I'm concerned for Harry right here.
Like, when you really think about it, you know, this is like Britain and... Wait, is it Britain a safe place? I don't even know.
Yes, it's just like everything else. There's safer places than others. But...
I know, but like...
This would be a really quick...
This would be a very bad situation in America.
Yeah, we're only at page 44.
And we're already, like, seeing, like, stuff like that. And it's kind of weird. And I'm confused on, like... First of all, how Uncle Vernon is supporting this. Because Uncle Vernon, like, he's very, you know, normal guy. And he's like, if you all are, like, doing this and that's weird. And, like, it's very weird. And I'm really surprised that she incorporated this into her books.
Yeah.
It's not the smartest idea, to be honest with you. Like... If you have a gun in a children's story, not the best idea, to be honest with you. And then if you, like, get a man, you know, like, looking for a, like, going door to door asking, do you have, like, a gun and, like, property in the middle of nowhere? Like, this person that's selling, renting, or whatever... Like, letting him use this, I'm concerned for the Dursley's health. Because, like, that's a risky...
Is that what he did? He found somebody with a gun and just...
I guess so, but, like, how did he get the gun, you know? Like...
I don't know. Well, let's not...
We need to talk about this. This is a problem.
These are questions that we will not have answers to. What ends up happening? I want to know.
That there were bad stuff hidden in the shack.
Well, what happens with Harry? I'm like kind of curious.
So the toothless old man. Now, we got some rations. So all aboard. Such a dad move, you know? Like, let's go out and go into the middle of the ocean. Not like the other part, but like, let's go out into the middle of the ocean and just sit there and do nothing, you know? Like, that's a thing that a dad would do.
Really?
Not, okay. Like, get the gun and stuff, but, like, he would book it, and you're like, oh, this place is gonna be great, so cool, I've heard great reviews.
So now they're out on the water?
Mm-hmm. So, like, they're on a hut, on a rock, in the sea, in the middle of nowhere.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay, well, then what happens?
I think what happened was, like, they got there because, so they wanted to go there because Uncle Vernon was like, they can't traffic of us because they have some stuff, you know, like I guess Uncle Vernon knows enough about magic to know, like, not to stay in one spot, you know, it's like someone's, you know, like some stalker's tracking you, you know, you go to different places that they wouldn't be able to track you, you know, without like technology. So I guess I'll be best, but like wizards don't have technology, they just have quills and don't know what pens are.
Oh my gosh. So they're in this like little hut. They have four bananas. And
those bananas aren't very healthy, I don't think. Like, they got them from somebody who has a gun. Like, you shouldn't get food from someone that,
yeah,
you know,
well,
just, like, outside, like, you want my property and gun? Come here.
But Uncle Vernon was in a very good mood because he obviously
Because
he thought nobody stood a chance of reaching them here in a storm to deliver mail. Harry privately agreed, though he thought it didn't cheer him up at all. As night fell, the promised storm blew up around them. Oh my gosh, the storm raged more and more ferociously as the night went on, Harry couldn't sleep. He shivered. Then what? Something creaked outside.
Oh my God.
What is it? Happy. What is the creak?
I can't tell you.
What do you mean you can't tell me?
Go read the book.
Then do we have to go to the next chapter?
No, read the page.
Okay. He hoped the roof wasn't going to fall in, although he might be warmer if it did. 4 minutes to go.
To maybe, what?
I don't know.
You missed an entire paragraph, Mommy.
Maybe the house in Pruitt Drive would be so full of letters when they got back that he'd be able to steal one somehow.
You know, this is the attitude of an 11-year-old child. Like, this is not very healthy, you know? Like, he's trying to figure out how to live his life and to get something, you know? He's become a bit obsessed, I have to admit.
3 minutes to go. 1 minute.
Till what?
Till he'd be 11.
Till he'd be 11?
30 seconds, 20, 10, 9. Maybe he'd wake up deadly just to annoy him. 3, 2, 1, boom! The whole shack shivered, and Harry sat bolt upright, staring at the door. Someone was outside, knocking to come in.
Okay. So before we get into this, okay. So somebody definitely knew Harry's birthday. And so they were waiting outside. They're like, I'm going to surprise him. I'm going to do it. I'm gonna lay out here in the freezing rain. It must be like 10 o'clock at night to sit here and surprise him. And it's gonna make me so happy. And we're gonna have a big family happy reunion. Now, who do you think it is?
I think I know who it is. I think it's Hagrid.
Yeah, you're right. So, I'm gonna read this part. So, boom! They knocked again. They. I don't know why they used that. I think that she used it. JK used it to like make sure that we didn't know who it was. We're like, is it a girl or boy? Dudley jerked awake. Where's the cannon? He said stupidly.
Oh, because he thought a cannon went off.
I don't know. Maybe he was dreaming, but he's stupid.
Okay.
And then there was a crash behind them, and Uncle Vernon skidded into the living room. How do you skid on a dirt ground? Like, you would fall. Like, that's physically impossible. Or, like, did you skid down? Wait, but the steps are down. I don't know how he skid, but he just got real weird slippers over there. Holding a rifle in his hands.
Oh, no. He's lost it.
Oh, God. And does he, like, return it or something? Or does he, like, keep it? He's like, nope. There's wizards. I gotta keep my gun because they're gonna help me. But, like, wands are technically guns that, like, can blow bubbles. So.
Okay. Let's stay focused here.
So, who's that? I warn you, I'm armed. And there was a pause and then smash. Okay, this is done beautifully in the movies. They actually do have a gun, though. Not a real gun, but like a prop gun.
Okay.
Which I think is really surprising because it's like a movie made for like 8-year-olds. So, and I'm 11. I watched them 5 times. So, the door was hit with such force. Now, I think he's doing this for dramatic effect. You know, he's like, I'm going to walk in there. I'm going to be totally cool. You know, I'm a half giant. Find out in Goblet of Fire. There was a door that was hit with such force. Blah, blah, blah. There was a giant of a man. Wait, is that proper grammar? A giant of a man.
Yeah.
Was standing in the doorway. That's a weird sentence. And his face was almost completely hidden by a shaggy long mane of wild and tangled wild.
Wild, tangled, wild. I mean.
Hair, a shaggy mane of hair, and a wild, tangled beard. Wait, okay, I'm not gonna read that again. But all you can make of was eyes, glinting like black beetles under all that hair. So,
glinting like black beetles.
So wait, this is the question.
Picture beetles in anyone's hair.
No, it's in his eyes, you know? Like, his eyes are beetles.
Oh. I don't want to picture beetles in anyone's eyes, either.
You know, they're flat beetles. You know how beetles are kind of, like, shiny, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But, like, this is a recurring theme, you know, in Hagrid's description, you know? Very big and beetle black eyes. But something that's really interesting, is that Harry never asks, like, well, first, Harry grew up without asking questions, so there's gonna be some points, or I have been like, I don't know about other people, but, like, I've been like, why don't you ask the question? He's, like, asking us, and we're like, then ask the question! But then you gotta remember, like, he grew up, and the number one rule was, don't ask questions. So, you know, he just thought of all these questions in his head, and I wonder how he got his education, because, like, he knows what a gun is, he knows what beetles are. Well, he probably met a lot of them in his cupboard under the stairs. You know, he talked to the beetles to, you know, saying, you know, like people get stuck on islands, you know, they talk to, like, boxes.
Right.
So then it says the storm outside. Wait. So then he stood, and that his head was just brushing the ceiling. So you don't really know how tall Hagrid is. He's like four sizes. He's like two. He's like eight quarterbacks and mix them all together and you get him. You know, like he's as tall as like two men.
Oh.
And like as wide as like eight.
Gosh. So what does he do? He just takes Harry.
Well,
from the Dursleys.
Yeah, it's kidnap.
Ooh. Now, at the time, does Harry know if Hagrid is good, bad, or...
Nope. So, wait. So, let's get into this. Because there's some stuff that people talk about at Hagrid. Some people... There's a thing called, like, Hagrid haters. I don't know how they exist, and I don't know how they can live with themselves. But Hagrid says some stuff that's, like, you look at. Like, if someone said that in public, they, like, somebody would look up and, like, stare at them, like, okay... Oh. There's fat shaming. There is.
Wait, Hagrid does fat shaming?
He fat shames Dudley. And I guess this is supposed to be set in like 1980, 1990, 1980, 19 something. And I guess it wasn't as bad. Like, I don't really know. Like, I just think it's weird. We'll get up. We'll get to it later. So he bent down and picked up the door and fit it easily in its frame. Okay. The storm outside dropped a little. They all turned to look at him. So, like, by this point, if I was Harry, I'd be like, holy crap! There is a giant man who just walked into this shack, and I can do magic. So, then it says, couldn't make us a cup of tea, could you? It hasn't been an easy journey. So Hagrid's like, hi guys, nice to meet you. I saw you when you were 1 year old. You must remember me. And I'm going like making arm movements as I'm saying that. So it's, and then, so before we actually know his name, he's considered a giant, which he is. So Harry, I guess you're right, but.
So does Harry like talk to him and say, who are you?
No, because he can't ask questions, remember?
Oh.
So like he can't ask questions. Like it's a rule. Like the Dursley said, when you're 5 year old child, don't ask questions. And you know, Mia will ask like, why is the sky blue? And I asked that question. I don't know why. Something with air and green and oxygen. And so, I don't know.
Anyway, so, okay. So then he comes in, he says, where's my tea?
Budge up, you great lump, said the stranger. So he goes to stranger to giant to Hagrid.
What does he say? Budge up?
Budge up, you great lump. Which...
What's budge up mean?
I don't know. It's British. I guess it means move.
Scooch.
Scooch, yes. It's the British version of scooch. So, the way he's written is, you can see, like, he's, couldn't make a cup of tea, could ya? You know, he, I don't know how that's supposed to be written. It was like Scottish and Irish and British.
Oh, maybe, is he?
All the issues.
Was his mother from Scotland or something?
And his mother's a giant.
And his father's...
You know, giants, like, kill people for the fun of it. You know, they, like, rip off people's head. You know, they rip off the Gurg's head? And they throw them in the lake. Yeah. Order of the Phoenix. Look it up. So, yeah, giants are aggressive. And so, he was raised by his dad. By the time he was 6, he could pick up his dad and put him on a dresser. His dad was very short. Giants are massive, like 3,
like as tall as his house.
Maybe a bit shorter. In the movies, they're as tall as his house. In the books, I think they're like a bit taller. How tall is our house? I don't even know.
I don't know, tall.
So, yeah, and then, Hagrid starts talking, like, Harry has known him for years, and I'm like, you can't keep track of him, you know? Like, have you just been tracking him? I imagine, like, Hagrid, like, in his hut on his computer that he doesn't have, that's, like, illegal. Or no, on Arthur's computer. He's like, yo, Arthur, can I borrow your computer to stalk this 5-year-old? Thanks. And he just goes over and starts stalking this boy. I can imagine Harry doing it. Or Hagrid doing it. So, budge up, you great lum. Dudley squealed and ran behind his mother. I would be behind, like, everything. I would run upstairs and call 911, be like, yo, there's this, like, massive stranger in my house. And he's just like, oh, he fat-shamed someone already and, like, all that stuff. So, Harry looked up into the fierce, wild, shadowy face and saw that the beetle eyes were crinkled into a smile. The Harry must be flipping brave, because he's just sitting on the ground, just like, sup, buddy. I know you're massive and you're a giant. Nice to meet you. What's your name? And I'm like, oh my goodness me. You know, this 17-year-old boy, you know what? I'm giving off spoilers left and right here. But I didn't say anything.
Yeah, I missed that one.
So. I said 17 and I stopped myself there because, yeah. So then he's been like, last time I saw you, we were only a baby. You look a lot younger than your dad, but you got your mom's eyes. Now, I want to keep track of how many times someone says you have your mum's or Lily's eyes. Because it happens 18 times every flipping book.
Really?
It is so annoying. And Harry eventually, by the 4th book, he's like, you have your mother's eyes. Yeah, I know. It's like, yeah, you do know. And like, you know, there's only so many. There's only so many.
Well, I bet Snape says it too, right? I bet he says it 4 times.
No. He says, fame isn't everything. I couldn't say that with a straight face. Fame isn't everything.
Ooh, well, that was pretty good. Fame? What? He thinks Harry's famous?
What? Wait. Say that again. Loud and clear.
Well, Harry isn't famous when he first gets there.
Oh my god, okay. 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 You really don't know anything, do you? You really don't know anything?
Well,
this is sad. This is really sad, guys. So, okay, I can't believe that we have to go over this. So, when Harry was 1 year old, Voldemort decided to kill him. And Voldemort...
No, he decided... Yes. No, he decided to kill his parents. And no, he just happened to be in the way.
No, look it up, Mommy. I swear. Fifth book, okay? We have it right here. You want me to look it up?
No,
we'll
look
we'll look it up after we finish this episode. Yeah, it's a thing, guys. Okay? Harry was famous, okay? The entire Universal world knows about him. Like, everyone's like, yo, Harry Potter's 11! And I'm in his year. I bet you kids were like, when was Harry Potter born? That was when I was born. Oh my god, they could be friends with Harry Potter! You know?
Oh.
Harry Potter is like, what's a child actress? The Emma Watson when she was Sorcerer's Stone Emma Watson.
Okay.
Yeah, he's Sorcerer's Stone Emma Watson, but like if Emma Watson was super famous and super strong, like know what she is now? No, like Alan Rickman famous when she was 11 year old. You know?
Hey,
what I mean? I'm just listing Harry Potter fans. There are Harry Potter actors. I said fans.
Here, let's give Finley a quote and see if she knows who it is. Yeah, look.
Hey!
Look a lot like your ma.
Don't do it. You don't need.
You look a lot like your dad, but you've got your mom's eyes. Who said that?
Hagrid.
Yes. All right, let's go.
So, Uncle Vernon made a funny rasping noise. I don't know what that means. Like a... Why would you say that? No, you're like, to just address your presence? Or something like that, I guess. I don't really know what that would mean. But then, there is, I'm getting distracted. So there is, I determine you to leave at once. You're breaking and entering. Yeah, Uncle Vernon, he's breaking and entering and kidnapping. And then he says, oh, shut up, Dursley, you great prune. Now this reminds me of Biden and Trump. Debate, you know? Shut up, man.
Just shut up, man.
And anywho, we shouldn't be getting into politics. But then it says, said the giant, he reached over the back of the sofa, jerked the gun out of Uncle Vernon's hands, bent it in a knot as easily as if it was rubber, and threw it to the corner. Wait, what? Wait. What's rubber?
You don't know what rubber is?
I know what it is, but how can you tie it?
Well, rubber is very you can just manipulate it very easily.
I know, but like...
Like a rubber band.
But... It wouldn't stay like that, you know? Like, rubber doesn't stay like that. But you've got to admit, this is steel. So, like, yeah, I guess. I guess. But, I don't know. And then it just unfolds in the corner. So, now we're on chapter 4, if y'all don't know. The first page. So, then... Uncle Vernon made a funny noise, like a mouse being trodden on. Now, Harry, his vocabulary is extremely big, like...
Mouse being trodden on?
I know, but, like, there's words in Deathly Hallows and, like, Order of the Phoenix and, like, this book that I don't know, you know? And I learned those words because of Harry Potter and context clues, but it's just, it's really amazing that... oh my gosh, I'm tired. That, you know, Harry has gotten his education. He only went to, like, no, he only went to, like, he only went in the fifth grade. No.
He didn't go to school before he went to Hogsworth?
No, he was going to school. He was going to a public school. And... He, oh my God, I just realized something. Wait a second. Oh my goodness.
What?
In the movie, Harry has to go to a state school. And she says, you're going to a state school. They don't have states. Are they insulting America?
No, I'm sure that means like a government. I'm sure there's a word for it. That...
I know, but like... They're kind of insulting America!
Well, I think British people sometimes do that.
I know. Like, we insult everybody, really. We insult everybody. But, so, anywho. So, but, like, his vocabulary grows. And so, how are these Hogwarts students, you know, they're going off into the world without knowing, like, algebra, I guess. Or do they have more advanced, like, learning? Because, like, there are schools that, like, teach division in, like, preschool, and I wouldn't be able to do that. I don't know. My brain at preschool didn't have the capacity to do that, nor does it have now. But... I don't know. We're going to have to look that up to something that we're not going to look up. So, where are we?
Yeah, I mean, they didn't have any of those courses in Hogsworth, so it probably wasn't very important to them. Or they just had, like you said, an accelerated mind, so they just were like, we had to look at it once. And they're like, okay, division, check.
But only Dumbledore
they had to worry about memorizing 50 spells.
I know, but, like, take the time to do division. And, like, there's something where they don't know how to deal with numbers. Like legit, Arthur Weasley doesn't know how to deal with Muggle money. Like, it's legit numbers on a piece of paper, okay? It's not that hard, okay? And it's amazing. And I don't think that wizards have an advanced mind, but their bodies are actually built differently, you know? Proven in Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Don't watch the movie. It's horrible. So, anywho, we should go back on topic. So, anyway, Harry, says the giant, turning his back to the Dursleys, a very happy birthday to you. Got some mat for you here. I might have sat on it at some point, but it also tastes great. Oh.
Wait,
oh,
is that when he gave him the cake?
The cake, my birthday cake.
Tell them the story about your birthday cake.
Okay. Explain my entire life story to y'all. So, for my birthday, I wanted a cake. And I wanted a cake that looked like Harry Potter. So I thought, why don't I do, you know, the cake, like, you know, like Harry's in the movie. So, I believe that it's green with pink lettering saying, happy birthday, Harry. All of the Y's are spelled with E's, which I love. Luckily, my family spelled it wrong for me, I think. Did you?
Mm-hmm.
You did. Thanks. And, we had to go on the scavenger hunt. And the cake was in the closet. Because that's what I do.
Because Harry was in the closet.
Oh, I never actually thought about that. Well, you should put it on the ground.
Well, I wasn't going to put it with all the beetles and the spiders.
So, yeah. And it had Harry on it, not Lily. First time I had a birthday cake that doesn't say Lily on it. And I will always remember it. I love birthday. The birthday was COVID-19, and I loved Harry Potter. And my name was spelled on a cake. That's how I'm going to remember my birthday. Hagrid pulls out the squashed box. Harry opened the box with trembling fingers. Oh, it's the first time he's getting a present. Oh. Well, actually, Sirius gave him a broom, so technically wasn't his first present. But it's been his first present in 11 years, so... Yep. Or actually 10 years. A large seat. Oh my god, this cake must have been like the size of like this book when it's open then. And Dudley eats the entire thing.
All right.
So
well,
we get into some. Okay, I just saw a fat shame right now. So anywho, he looked up at the giant. He meant to say thank you, but his words got lost in his throat. Instead, he came. Who are you? Okay, who are you? Now I don't know why you spent the last 45 minutes or last like 10 pages. No, it's been like 3. Not asking who are you the first second you supposedly met him. You know, you should like ask, you know, like if he starts talking to you, you should say, who are you? Like, I don't know my mama and daddy because they did. So it's just, it's Harry is very incompetent and we're gonna see that more. So true, I haven't introduced myself. Rubius Hagrid, Keeper of Keys and Grounds at Hogwarts. Now.
Rubius.
Yeah, but everyone
calls him Hagrid. No one ever calls him Rubius.
I know, except, no, Dumbledore doesn't call him that. I think he calls him once or twice. But it's not very common. I'm yawning. So, what was I going to say? Okay, yeah, so Keeper of Keys and Grounds at Hogwarts. So, first of all, I just want to say that Keeper of Keys and Grounds at Hogwarts isn't a job, okay? It isn't a job, okay? For any of you people who think that is a job at Hogwarts, it is not, okay?
Oh.
Dumbledore felt sorry for him and gave him this fancy title. And then gave him a bunch of keys that don't work. Because he could just use magic, but he can't.
Oh.
So he just gave him some keys.
Wait, so Hagrid can't do any power? How does that
happen? Yeah, so this is when we get into the very interesting part. So Hagrid was expelled for Hogwarts for doing something very, very bad and wrong and that he shouldn't have been convicted of it. I'm not going to say. So he was expelled from Hogwarts. And his wand snapped. And it was snapped by the Ministry of Magic. So, my question is Hogwarts a public school? Because public schools are run by the government. And so, everyone goes to the school except you're homeschooled. Except if you are homeschooled or you go to Beauxbatons or Durmstrang or Ilvermorny. But, so, they were able to snap his wand, and Dumbledore couldn't do anything about it. So, like, is the Minister of Magic in charge of a school? No, because then we get Order of the Phoenix, and Umbridge comes. So, yeah. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, Hogwarts is a public school.
There you go.
Because the government can send people there, right?
Well, that's the Ministry of Magic.
Government, same thing. Okay. So, it's just poorly run.
Well, poor Hagrid. I mean, the guy tries really hard.
I know, but he he gets drunk, though, and that's another problem with Hagrid. You know, he's expelled from Hogwarts, he fat shames the Dursleys and gets drunk.
Oh.
Yeah, because when you walk in to all the bars that we ever go to, which is the Three Broomsticks and Leaky Cauldron and Hogshead, the first thing that Tom says to him and the first thing that the bartender will say to him is the usual. So he must come here, like, every week if he's gonna, he's gonna have to come here at least every week because they know his order every time. And he's like, no, I have to take this kid to school. So and Tom's surprised, you know, but he's like very, you know, surprised. And so I guess he goes there every time. Now I've gotten into Hagrid rant, and I feel bad for that poor man, you know, or half giant or whatever he's called. You know, but we should get back to work.
All right. So, well, you know what this would...
Hello!
All right. So, we don't know where we were, so we're just going to review the entire chapter 4 of The Keeper of the Keys. I wanted to read this acceptance letter because it's absolutely crazy how, like, the actual acceptance, it's like an inch of just writing. And it says, "Dear Mr. Potter, we are pleased to inform you that you have a place at Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry." Which, I mean, place can mean many things because it's a boarding school. But, like, are there any kids who, like, don't board? Like...
They commute on a bus or a train?
Maybe. Or train or an airplane.
No, they all live there. There's not anybody that you know.
Well, there's got to be, like... some kid's mom. Because
it's in Scotland. And
No. Some kid in Scotland's going to be like, and the mom's going to be like, we are so lucky that we live right next to Hogwarts. So I don't have to pay the extra tuition money because you don't board there. And the kid's like, but I want to go to Hogwarts. I want to live the Hogwarts experience. Wait, isn't it like the college experience? I don't know. I didn't go to college. But it's just... like, there's gotta be some kid. But they, like, keep it on the down low because they don't want to embarrass the kid. So, like, Minerva does, like, online night classes. And the kid zooms in. Oh, it's perfect. We've please find an enclosed list of all the necessary books and equipment. So they have to go to Diagon Alley every year to get books. Like, every year. Do you know how much money that costs? And they don't provide it. Like, you have to go to Diagon Alley and get all your stuff. And hopefully we can review the chapter. And it's a long flipping list.
Oh, man.
It's very long.
Do they have, like, tuition assistance here?
What do you mean?
Like, people who can't afford it, do they give you, like, tuition
help? I don't know. I think, like, all wizards have a decent amount of money except the Weasleys.
Can wizards just make their own money?
Earn it. Which, I mean, there's only three jobs in the wizarding world. Shopkeeper, work for the Ministry of Magic, or...
policeman, the Aurors.
No, that's the Ministry of Magic.
Oh.
That's it. Or...
or teacher.
But there's only, like, eight main teachers at Hogwarts. That means that, like, it's got to be at least, like, 1,000 teachers at Hogwarts. Because you have to provide...
Or you can be a on the bad side.
It's not a job, Mommy. It's a hobby.
It's a hobby to kill people? Okay.
It's a hobby, yeah. Blah, 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 not a wizard. Oh, to give Dudley a pigtail in the illustrated version, which we use. They have these beautiful pictures, Then we're on chapter 5, Diagon Alley. I'm just going to go through because I really want to get done this chapter because it's long and there's some juicy parts. So Harry woke up the next morning. Although he could tell it's daylight, he kept his eyes shut. I do that all the time. Like I wake up at 7:30 and I sleep until like 8 o'clock. So I have to go back to school. It was a dream, he told himself firmly. I dreamt a giant Hoy Hagrid came to me and told me that I was going to a school for wizards. When I opened my eyes, I would be home in my cupboard. So, wait. I thought he moved, though.
Moved out of the cupboard?
Yeah, didn't he move out of the cupboard?
Not yet.
Yeah, he did. Continuity error!
No, yeah, he didn't.
Yes, he did. Yeah, he did.
Where did he move to?
He moved to the smallest bedroom. Remember? Wait, let me find
it. No, you're wrong.
Yes. I remember. That happened.
He went from the cupboard to the car to the hut to the ocean.
No.
You think JK would have made that mistake?
I think she did.
No. Well, maybe he's reminiscing back to before the smallest bedroom. Whatever. It was a dream.
It all was a dream? Oh, yeah. Well, I guess so. Sure. You could have let me have that, though.
I'll let you have it.
Yay. There's a loud tapping noise. This is then Harry thinking. And then there's Aunt Petunia knocking on the door. I would call that, like, he called it tapping, not rapping.
Rap.
Tapping noise. All right, I'm getting up. He sat up. Hagrid's heavy coat fell off of him. The hut was filled with sunlight. Wait, but I thought there were only like two windows. This makes no sense. This chapter, it's amazing, but it makes no sense. Hagrid himself, asleep on the collapsed sofa. How can you have a collapsed sofa?
Well, it's collapsed because of big old giants laying on it.
I mean, it must weigh like 800 pounds or more.
And is he just tired or?
He's sleeping. He might be hungover, as we talked about in the last episode.
Yeah. Let's skip over what that is.
Let's skip that. Oh, this is a nice paragraph. It's more like a sentence than it is a paragraph. Harry scrambled to his feet, so happy as though a large balloon swelled inside of him. I like that sentence. It's like swelling inside. Hagrid, there's now. Pay him, Hagrid grunted from the sofa. He wants paying for his deliverance. I can't say, like, how it's written. Because, like, it's like you're missing, like, the first two letters. So, like, it changes the letters.
So that's his accent?
But what accent is that? Like, the way it's read is really weird. It's like...
So let's go over the money system because I don't really understand the...
I don't understand it either, and it doesn't make any sense. Because, like, 3 galleons is, like, 27 cents. Or, like, 75 cents.
Oh.
So, like, you must pay, like I don't know. You can look it up. You can look it up on Google, but to me, it doesn't make any sense.
Okay. So, he paid the owl for delivering the letter.
And one canut, which is, like, a penny. It's a penny. No, canuts, like, wait. I thought canuts were, like, I have no clue. The money system and the government system is horrible. I think that JK kind of just was like, all right, there's got to be money and there's got to be power. All right, so they have a government. It's supposedly a democracy, but there's Nazis.
and they have money, Canucks, Galleons, and Snickles. Wait, no, it's not Nickels. Oh my God, I forget.
Oh my gosh. Well, so here he's saying that the bank are run by goblins.
So every imaginary creature, like griffins, giants, unicorns.
Right, centaurs.
Centaurs, you know, all those imaginary creatures are real. Which, I mean, she had to add them in, but, like, couldn't unicorns be, like, the most rarest thing on the planet? And, like, there's only, like, five left, you know, like fancy tigers or something.
Oh, like almost extinct unicorns.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden Hedwig starts breeding them in the Forbidden Forest and starts selling them in Nocturne Alley. All right, we got it. I've got to go and find a fanfic website for that.
Breeding goblins?
No, breeding unicorns. I don't think you breed goblins.
How are you going to breed a unicorn?
I don't know. Leave him alone for like 2 weeks.
So why are they on a boat and why does Hagrid have a little pink umbrella?
All right, so this is his wand. I want to read this because
his wand can go into like functional things. Like
no, he has pieces in the umbrella, so he uses the umbrella like a wand because he has the pieces like taped to the umbrella thing. But this is, I think that we get more information on page 54 than we do in about, like, you know, the government than we do in Order of the Phoenix, because I think in Order of the Phoenix she, like, JK, she had to write something in so everything would make sense, and so that could be, you know, that was the main plot point, was the government, and she did a good enough job, but then when you really think about it, she did a horrible job. But like,
that's not
in the open. Yeah. But anywho, let's go back to here. Goblins. Never mess with goblins, Harry. So I've been listening to a lot of other Harry Potter podcasts, and they say that like the way JK wrote them was immensely, like religious, like wait, not racist, but like mean for your religion. What's that called? A religionist? No, that's not right.
Well, you're being
like she.
She doesn't like certain religions.
No, but like, it was written like goblins were like Jewish caricatures or caricatures.
Why?
Because like they have their own language that only goblins can speak, and everyone else is like looking at them. Which makes no sense. I'm just telling my insights that I have on other Harry Potter podcasts, and they're all for adults.
Well, I have heard nothing so far that would equate goblins.
Well, because you haven't met them yet. Okay. So, Grimgrots, which I don't think anyone knows how to say that except JK. I just call it Grimgrots, but every time I say it, I'm like, is that right? Because I don't think it is. Grimgrots are the safest place in the world, maybe except Hogwarts. In leader books, you will find that is not true. That it's not the safest place.
I know why.
Because in the first book, there's like 8 people who die. And in the second, there's like 15 who get petrified. But anywho, so he just leaves. Like, are the Dursleys just sleeping upstairs? Like, let's just let Harry leave. But like, isn't there like actual government? Like,
yeah, so he just gets on a boat with Hagrid?
I mean, I guess so.
So that takes them to the train station?
I guess so.
No, because they get in a boat, and then there's, like, a London Underground right there. I'll have to reread it, but, like, they borrowed Uncle Vernon's boat, and they didn't put it back. So they must have, like, called.
So the Dursleys are stranded there.
Yep. But somehow they get back, which is never explained. Maybe they, like, started in jumping, and then that old man that had a gun and the boat. Remember how we talked about that last
time? Oh, yeah.
Gun. I'm spending the entire episode talking about that. But, like, how that was an entire thing. Well, maybe, like, he was outside, you know, taking out the cat to go potty, I guess. Because that's what British people do. I'm not joking. People, like, late at night, they take out their cats. Like, they take out their cats. Like, in the seventh book, that's what Aberforth was doing. It just happens to live in Hogsmeade. Like, how is it's mentally confusing, but
they take their cats out to pee? That's not an American thing.
Are you sure? Well, don't British people have cats?
Yeah, but I don't think you take them out to the potty train,
though. I don't know. Maybe, like, there's, like cat trainers who are like, you should take your dog out to go potty, or your dog, your cat out to go potty, I guess. Mm. I don't know. But anywho, we've wasted 10 minutes. How'd you get here? Harry asked. Flew, said Hagrid.
Ooh, flew on what? Is the question.
Yeah, actually, wait, how did he fly?
He didn't fly on an airplane.
How did he fly?
On a dragon.
No, dragons are illegal, Mommy. He doesn't have his motorbike. And only Voldemort can fly.
And he doesn't have any magical powers.
He does have magical powers. Wait. I guess he used his wand? Or maybe, like, Dumbledore did a spell on his wand? Like, because he has the Elder Wand at this point. So, yeah. So, Dumbledore, I think but Dumbledore didn't fix his wand, mate. I have no idea how he flew. Because the only person who can fly is Voldemort. This is, you'd be mad to try to rob Grimgrotts.
Gringotts.
I don't know. It's easier to say Grimgrotts. But then spells and enchantments. When you go there, there's no spells and enchantments. But, like, really? Gringotts is hundreds of miles down in London, you see? Deep under the underground. You die of hunger trying to get out, even if you did manage to get
You managed to get your hands on some of it.
No, that's not right. It's not right. The only person who can imitate Hagrid is Jim Dale, who read the Audible books, or Stephen Fry, but I haven't listened to his because he's, like, expensive.
Okay.
Then he read, Harry sat and thought about, managed to get your hands on some of it. Harry sat and thought about it for a while. Hagrid read his newspaper, The Daily Prophet. Harry had learned from Uncle Vernon that people like to be left alone while they did this. But it was very difficult because There's so many questions. Gosh, I'm so tired. Ministry of magic messing things up as usual. Agreed, muttered, turning page. Now, I always will imagine the Daily Prophet as like, if you mixed People Magazine with, like,
the New York Times?
No, with, like, yeah, with the New York Times. Because you're getting, like, non-important information, but, like, immensely important information at the exact same time.
So it really also has a theme about where you're, what the source of your information is, and where you're getting it, and what are your beliefs around that.
I mean, there's only one religion. Because God is a wizard.
Whoa, wait, what?
God's a wizard. There is no way that wizards are going to celebrate a muggle holiday or a muggle holiday unless Jesus is a wizard. He's a half-blood, guys. No, he's a pureblood. Yeah. He's a pureblood.
Okay, but he does not talk about Jesus in this. There's no talk of Jesus in this
book. No, but there's only one Jewish person. Anthony Goldstein, which is a Jewish person. Jewish last name, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think you're kind of jumping around a little bit.
I know I am, sorry.
Talking about religion, Jesus, and Jewish people.
Yup. The Ministry of Magic, of course. They wanted Dumbledore from Ministry of Magic, but he never leave Hogwarts. Old Cornelius Fudge got the job. Oh, I love that name. It's fantastic. Cornelius Fudge. He's not my favorite character because of his personality, but he's just, he's fantastic.
Who is he?
Cornelius Fudge. His name is like perfect. I love his name.
But what is he?
He is now the Minister of Magic, which means he's only Minister of Magic for like 3 years. Because, no, he's Minister of Magic for 4 years, which makes no sense whatsoever. But well, their main job is to keep, what is the Ministry of Magic job? Well, their main job is to keep from the muggles that, their main job is to keep it from the muggles.
Keep what from the muggles?
I guess magic. Their main job is to keep it from the muggles that is still the witches and wizards down. What? I'm so confused.
Where are you reading?
Right here. This, whatever that is.
Well, their main job is to keep it from the muggles that there's still witches and wizards up and down the country. Why? Blimmy, Harry.
Blimey.
Everybody be wanting magic solutions to their problems. Nah, we best left alone. At this moment, the boat bumped gently into the harbor wall.
Hagrid, you don't need to read it word for word, Mommy.
Just going on. Hagrid folded up his newspaper, and they clambered up the stone steps on the street. Passersby stared a lot at Hagrid as they walked through the little town to the station.
Wait, so there's a station in every town, but then they must be, like, really down. How?
Yeah, so now they're sitting at the train station.
Okay, and then, in a couple pages.
Is that Hogsmeade right there?
No, Mommy, no. So, outside. Hagrid, Harry panted, running to keep up. Did you say there were dragons at Gringotts? Well, they say so. Crikey. Wait, isn't Crikey an Australian term?
Crikey? Never heard of it.
Crikey.
Cry me a river. Cry me.
No.
Blimey. What does blimey mean? Like darn?
Like,
heck?
Wow. Like, wow. Like, gosh. I'd like a drink. Blimey, I like drink. But he's Australian then, because Croigy is an Australian thing, I guess. I don't know.
Well, why do you think it's Australian?
Because all the Australian movies that I watch, Raise the Bar, which is the only Australian movie that I watch, it's about gymnastics.
They say crimey?
Croigy. Croigy, that was a nice double pike flump.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, maybe there's some overlap in terms.
Sure.
Let's get to when he gets on the train, because I want to see 9 3/4 station.
Well, that's my next chapter.
What else happens on this chapter?
Here is the... So, people stared more on the train. Hagrid took up 2 seats and sat knitting what looked like a canary yellow circus tent. What do you think this is?
A canary yellow circus tent.
It looks like it, but it's not. Do you think that it's a canary yellow circus tent?
A sweater for himself?
It's not that big. I think it's a blanket.
Oh. Do you ever find out?
No. There's a lot of things you don't find out. We usually, like, I have to guess. And I think JK put that in purposely because she was like, I want to put in the suspense.
Use your imagination.
Yeah, she says that, like, in the, you know, like, about the author thingy, she says, like, she's best, her favorite place is alone in a room making stuff up. Like, well, all right. So here's the list, which they have to get all these books. At first, I'm going to read the uniform. So you have to buy their uniform, first of all. Wow. 3 sets of plain work robes they never use. 1 pointed hat, black, for day wear. So this is all black. All black.
Okay.
1 pointed hat they never use. 1 pair of protective gloves, dragon hide or similar, they never use. They might use for herbology, but they never say that they're using them. No, because she says, now grab some gloves and whatnot, or whatever. 1 winter cloak, black with silver fastenings. They're very, very picky about what they use. And please note that all pupils' clothes should carry name tags. This is the only Muggle thing about this list. Is that you need to have name tags on your clothes.
Yeah, but, you know, they're not wearing lots of bright colors. It's either, like, black or gray or white.
No, it's black. It's black.
They're not, like, studding out with some orange, you know, shirts or pants or anything.
No, it's black. You wear black. You wear black pants and shoes. The shoes have to be black and fancy. And that's, so the boys' dress code in the movies, which I guess we're going to go off of that, is like, you have black pants, black shoes, you can pick your socks, and then you have a white collared shirt, I guess. And then you have your robes, your robes, which has Gryffindor on them. Other times they have Hogwarts on it, then they'll have Gryffindor. But then, like, they'll have it like, then they'll just have plain black work robes, but other times they'll have, like, Hogwarts symbols. I think, like, you could have both. I think that if you're going, like, down to, like, the Christmas party thing that you, like, going to Christmas or Halloween, you wear Hogwarts stuff. And during the day, you wear your house, because that way the teacher's like, no. Andrew, you're a Slytherin, and turns out Slytherin, they switch the classes, so you have to go to Herbology with the Gryffindors, because that's where all the drama is. So, anyway, let me get with this list. Set of books. All students should have a copy of each of the following. Standard Book of Spells, Grade 1. So they always have to get this book, this Standard Book of Spells by Miranda Goshawk, whatever. So they have to get Grade 1, then Grade 2, Grade 3. They have 7 grades. And then History of Magic, you can keep that. Magical Theory, maybe you have to get another one of those. I think that, like, it gets harder as you go through. Then Beginner's Guide to Transfiguration, you're going to have to get a new book. 1,000 Magical Herbs and Fungi. Wow.
Ugh.
Magical Grass and Potions, you definitely have to get another one of those. And then Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them by Newt Scamander. Don't watch Fantastic Beasts. The Dark Forces, A Guide to Self-Protection, and you need to get that one again. Other equipment. 1 wand. 1 cauldron. Pewter standard
size.
Where
are you supposed to find your wand?
Ollivanders!
You're supposed to make it out of wood? You're supposed to, like,
no! You're supposed to go to a store. And they only have one store in all of England.
What's the store called?
Ollivanders. And he makes all of his money at the exact same time. Oh, he has to open another shop. Like, he has to expand the Ollivander business. Because every wand is, like, 7 galleons. And so that's, like, I think it's supposed to be, like, $50 conversion rating.
That's pretty cheap for, like, magic.
I guess so. So, like, if 10,000, like, there's 100,000 kids. If you have Beau Battens, Durmstrang. There's some other ones. I think the Durmstrang kids, they have to go to Ollivander's. But Beau Battens, I think they have their own wands. Like, they can make their own wands.
But, wow. So do you see, is there a scene where Harry actually goes and gets his own wand?
Yes! Duh, Mommy. Duh. All right? It's a whole big thing.
Oh.
Okay. Like, wow, you thought that we were just going to know, oh, Harry, after going to Diagon Alley, like, it's an entire, like, this entire chapter is, like, about Diagon Alley. Like, this entire thing.
And why is it called Diagon? Is it just, like...
Because it's a play on words. It's diagonal. So it's, like, Diagon...
There's 2 diagonal, like, streets or something?
I don't know. They say it's like a play on words. I don't know.
Okay.
But let's stop there because that's a good place to stop. Oh, 1 telescope and 1 brass scales. They never use a telescope. They have to be up at midnight because they have to do astronomy.
Every night?
Like every 3 times a week. They never talk about astronomy, which must be super cool.
Well, on his report card, he doesn't get a grade for astronomy. Maybe that's like an elective. It's just like art and music, you know? It's like...
No, art and music should be mandatory. It is, guys. If you're a teacher, make it mandatory, please.
Does he play an instrument?
No. But you should, like, listen to the Weird Sisters and then, like, write down what you feel. I don't know. For music, we just sit and play guitars, but, like, we didn't actually play a song. We just tune it the entire time, and there's only 8 children in my class, so it shouldn't take that long, but...
Hey.
Took all year to do it last year!
All right, so now he has his uniform next...
No, he didn't buy anything yet.
Well, yeah, how is he going to get the money?
His parents.
Oh, so he has
dad's like flipping Auror.
Oh.
Do you know how much money you make? It's basically like a lawyer, but like you fight with your fists. So not words.
Wow. All right. So next time we will find him in Diagon Alley.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We will see you there in the Diagon Alley.